This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. The Union Cabinet has approved the Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana with an allocation of 33,660 crore rupees for developing 100 plug-and-play industrial parks in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme aims to develop world-class industrial infrastructure, unlocking manufacturing potential and driving the country's growth story. Mr. Vaishnav said, in a significant step towards enhancing farmers' welfare and advancing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, the government has given nought to minimum support price funding of over 1,718 crore rupees to the Cotton Corporation of India for the cotton season 2023-24. The minister informed that the cabinet also cleared the small hydropower development scheme for the period of 2026-27 to 2030-31 with an outlay of more than 2,584 crore rupees. The Lok Sabha has passed the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. The legislation was moved by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2026-27. Before the passage of the bill, the House also approved demands for grants for 2026-27 under the control of different ministries by applying the guillotine. These ministries include Home, Defence, External Affairs, Power, Information and Broadcasting, Consumer Affairs, Health and Civil Aviation. Earlier, the lower house also gave its nod for the demands of grants under the control of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare for 2026-27. Replying to a discussion, Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government is moving forward with the objectives of ensuring food security, increasing farmers' income and providing nutritious food to the people.
In 2013-14, the agriculture budget was only 21,933 crore and 50 lakh rupees. But today, as this budget has been presented, it stands at 1,30,561 crore and 38 lakh rupees. This increase in the budget is unprecedented.
The Election Commission said it has deployed over 25 lakh officials ahead of the upcoming assembly polls for violence-free, inducement-free elections in four states of Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal and Union Territory of Puducherry. The poll panel has removed 11 district magistrates in West Bengal who also serve as district election officers. Earlier in the day, five Deputy Inspector General of Police ranked officers were also removed. Ahead of the Assam Assembly polls, Lok Sabha MP Pradyut Bordoloi, after resigning from the Congress, joined the BJP in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Bordoloi, who represented the Congress from the Nagaon seat, submitted his resignation over the party's decision to field a candidate in his constituency. Polling for 126 Assembly constituencies in Assam will be held in a single phase on 9th of April. The Central Election Committee meeting of BJP was held at party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President Nitin Nabin and other senior party leaders attended the meeting. The meeting was held to finalise the names of candidates for the upcoming assembly polls in Puducherry. The vibrant festival of Chaitra Navaratri begins today, with devotees across the country celebrating the nine auspicious days with great zeal and devotion. The nine-day festival commenced with offering of morning aarti at temples, including in the national capital, where large number of devotees gathered to seek blessings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held a telephonic conversation with the Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah, on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during their conversation, he reiterated India's condemnation of attacks on Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. And with that, we end this news bulletin.